Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Banca Transilvania first quarter 2018 results conference call. Please be advised that this call will last for approximately 1 hour. I will now hand over to your hosts, Mr. Ömer Tetik, CEO, Mr. George Călinescu, CFO, Ms. Mihaela Nădășan, IR and FI Executive, and Ms. Luminița Runcan, Chief Risk Officer. Sirs, madam, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is Ömer Tetik here, and thank you very much for joining us for listening the first quarter results, how we present, and also we are looking forward to hear your remarks and questions. Also, I would like to thank to the shareholders for their trust that they have shown yesterday at the general shareholders assembly, so that both through electronic platforms and directly, the votes show that at least we were on a good track record, and definitely responsibly we will continue our trend, hopefully in the near future as well. As regard to Romanian banking system and Romania, definitely there are lots of challenges, both on the geopolitical scene, from tensions between U.S. and trading partners to volatility in the exchange markets and pressure on the interest rate. On the other hand, also Romania, growing mainly on the consumption, is entering back again an inflationary period. National Bank of Romania is intervening in the markets to keep interest rates also at a stable trend. I would say we see that the GDP is on a further growth, so that the living standards are increasing. Also we are happy to see that this year, first quarter, both the infrastructure investments and corporate investments, private sector investments are picking up from where they were quite stagnated. The growth mainly came also in the first quarter from the retail segment, but corporate sector is also growing. We would like to, how to say, we are maintaining our opinion that there will be probably two more rate hikes so far this year. We don't know the exact timing. It depends on other macroeconomic figures and fiscal policy results. I'll say so far, as you will see and as we'll be discussing, the interest rate increases were having a slight positive impact on our financial figures and numbers. Coming to Banca Transilvania's results of first quarter. By the way, we are sorry for the delay in uploading our presentation, but it should be right now in our site.
Yes, it's in the shareholders meeting section. We are going to post it also in the first quarter section in the coming minutes. Thank you very much.
So in the first quarter of this year, our net interest income has, as compared to first quarter of last year, has grown over 13.6% and reached RON 518 million. This is coming mainly from repricing of loans and quite stable cost of deposits. While our gross loans were increasing around 1.5%, the interest income has been increasing much faster. That we are proud of, and we are maybe becoming repetitive, but this is a focus point for us. Our net fee and commission income also, as compared to last year, increased 18%. We are still thinking that there is lots to do for BT, which is customer base and executive management on this, so that this is an ambitious target also for 2018 to keep up the, let's say, increasing trend. In the operating expenses, when we compare to the first quarter of last year, there is a distortion in the numbers. You will see the correction kind of in the second quarter, because last year all the salary adjustments or other, let's say, operating expense related increases happened in the second quarter. So when we compare to the last quarter of 2017, our operating expenses increased 3.5%, but as compared to the first quarter of 2017, the increase is also 18%. As I mentioned, the interest income is on a positive trend, and our net interest margin reached 3.6%, 360 basis points. With the future rate hikes, we think that there will be also temporary increases, maybe towards 370, 375 basis points, which should correct itself out in the medium term, so that we will be around this level going forward. With the profitability of the first quarter, our return on equity is at 22.4%, and our cost income ratio is at 47.5%. This is lower than last quarter of last year, and also definitely lower than first quarter of last year, despite the usual one-offs of the first quarter. This year, as you may know, we are targeting, budgeting a cost income ratio below 47%, including the, let's say, impact of integration on the costs from Bank Post integration project. Our gross loans to customers is at 32.1 billion and deposits from customers is at 49 billion lei, which assures us quite a low loans to deposit ratio at 65.4%. And our non-performing loan ratio is at 2.95%. The NPE, EBA definition, NPE ratio is at 6.35%. I have to underline that the first quarter of this year, we didn't have any write-offs. The total equity of the bank reached 7.2 billion lei. Our Tier 1 capital ratio, including the profits of 2017, but excluding the dividend payouts, and including first quarter of 2017, Tier 1 capital ratio is at 18.4, and our total capital ratio is at 19.3%. We see, how to say, in the income structure, in the presentation at page 11, you will see that our net interest income is increasing around 14%, our net fee and commission income over 18%, and another positive item, the net trading income, which is not related to T-bills or bonds, but it's risk-free, almost client-related buy transactions, it increased also 8%. We are seeing that more and more our customers are using us for their foreign exchange transactions or different market transactions since last year. In the loan book, the loans to households reached 16.9 billion, with 77% of the loan book being in local currency, and our company loans, including corporate and SME customers, reached 15.2 billion, out of which 81% are in local currency. We are seeing also happily that the last year's trend of newly established companies opening their accounts in Banca Transfer continues, and we compare number of startups opening accounts with us and the number of companies established. Still, over 30% of the new companies in Romania, they are opening their first banking accounts at Banca Transilvania. This gives us a huge opportunity, a huge base for the future cooperation with them. Our deposits from households are at 31.5 billion, out of which 55% is in lei. I guess with the pressure on the exchange rate and the interest rate differentials, probably customers were much more motivated in doing foreign currency loans. But on the other hand, also our deposits from companies is at 17.6 billion, out of which 70% is in lei. This is related with their businesses. Compared to end of year, there is a decrease in the company deposits. The main issue is the tax payouts. This is a yearly trend, annual trend, which is happening also. It's a phenomenon which is happening also in 2018. But also, due to a very strong base, we are less willing to negotiate high pricing or aggressive pricing on the deposit side. So maybe they are finding a better use for their cash. Our NPL ratio, I repeat, is at 2.95%, with the NPE, able NPE, 6.35%. And the coverage ratio is at 73% without including the mortgage collateral. If we include the collateral, we have a very healthy coverage ratio, 125%. In retail banking, we are also getting the benefits of our investments in digital and technology, although we think that we are at the very beginning. But our mobile payment application, BT Pay, in a very short period of time, just during the first quarter after its launch, reached almost 100,000 users. And our utility payment application, which is separate from mobile banking, online banking of the bank, the application Pago, is at 50,000 users. Totally, we have almost 900,000 online banking users, of which 400,000 are active mobile banking users as well. And this year, at the end of May, beginning of June, we will be launching our new online portal for both company and individual customers. We think that they will enjoy using the very well designed and easy to use application, which has also a personal finance management tool and includes a platform PSD2 compliant. Here, as we were mentioning publicly also, we are instead of getting a very introverted and defensive approach, we want to cooperate with the new wave of fintechs, and our platform, the portal that we offer, will have this availability, so we want to become partner of smaller businesses as well, also in this segment. And our SME banking portfolio, with almost 5 billion lei of loans and 250,000 customers, assures that we are leader of this market, of this segment in Romania, and we are the preferred bank, the bank of choice for SME customers. But in corporate banking, we have, as you know, last year did a transformation project, changing our underwriting flows, processes, establishing new teams, and our we have a steady growth in the corporate lending. And also the profitability numbers are changing quite pleasantly. We will be presenting them later when we have a trend analysis done. Our financial group, starting with the first quarter of this year, includes, besides very successful BT Asset Management leasing, BT Micro Operation Leasing, BT Direct and Capital Partners, we also include Victoria Bank, which makes almost 5% of our total balance sheet. We are of the group's balance sheet, and also we are involved in very much of the corporate governance now. We are we have sent our team. They are establishing new flows, procedures, internal rules, and we will be starting to launch products at the end of this quarter, tapping the opportunity in Moldova. As regard to the numbers, I guess it is that's all that I should mention. And considering the limited time mentioned by our supplier of the teleconference, we would like to give the chance more to the questions. So that the floor is yours. Please mention your name and the institution. And also, as I mentioned several times before, in case we can not answer on the spot to some of the questions, we will come back either through our website announcing the reports or modifying the numbers, or we will answer you directly through email. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. I will repeat. If you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have a first question. Please introduce yourself before you ask your question. The number ends with 310. Yes, sir, you're online.
Yes, hello everyone. Luciano Albrescu here from Wood & Company. Thank you for the presentation. I have a short question related to the reversals from Volksbank. You're reporting them in the presentation before in the net interest margin separate. Have they disappeared completely?
So here it's not a matter of completely disappearing. It's a matter of how IFRS 9 is impacting, in fact, reporting. So starting from this year, there is no more full clarity with regard to which portion is coming from those PPA adjustments, as some other classes of loans have to be, let's say, moved and reflected in those categories. That's why we are no longer going to present it, as it is no longer going to be a clear figure belonging just to Volksbank.
I see. Thank you. And maybe second question related to the reversal of provision in the quarter. Can you tell us what these are related to?
So they are normal kind of reversals coming from improvement in quality of loans, improvement in the way in which collaterals were looking, some recoveries from the collection point of view, but without any kind of sales of NPLs, just on the with regard to the balance sheet, movements in terms of improving the loan quality and with write-off, already written off loans, regular kind of recoveries.
I see. And maybe just connected to this, there was a news in the press that you sold an NPL portfolio. Will this be booked in the second quarter?
Yes, that was happening beginning of April, this or mid of April. So we are going to provide this back together with the second quarter results.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question. Please introduce yourself before you ask your question.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes, so this is Catalin Diaconu from Raiffeisen Bank. I have a question related to the acquisition of Bankpost. So first of all, when will we see the first effects? And also some updates on your schedule for integrating the bank. Thank you.
In regard to the integration plan, we would also yesterday in the general shareholders assembly we have presented. This is already in our presentation that is available to all shareholders and investors. But we closed also the previous acquisition also at the beginning of April, and full integration, legal and operation integration of two institutions was at the end of the same year. This is our plan. So far, things are going quite fine. We are benefiting from the advantage of having very good, let's say, personnel and very good team at Bankpost, but also having also the same banking system, FlexCube from Oracle. So we will be, in regard to the, let's say, consolidation of the numbers, the first impact we will be presenting at the end of second quarter. Yes, George?
Yes.
So our next teleconference, you will be having the numbers.
Okay,
the initial numbers definitely will be changed during the year because of the integration project.
Okay, got it. And second of all, can you tell us what would be the cost of risk in the recurrent cost of risk right now? And also, should we expect other reversals or significant reversals in the coming quarters so that practically the cost of risk would remain positive in the coming quarters?
I mean, if we exclude the reversals, actually our cost of risk is at 120 basis points, which is quite the guidance that we provided also before. We may have also in Q2 some reversals also because of the portfolio sale. But I'll say this year, I don't think that BT and any bank in Romania would be closing with positive cost of risk. Although we can be still below the initial targeted, or let's say not targeted, but mentioned 120, 140 basis points. This depends also to our speed of integration and transfer of some of the loans maybe earlier than the integration to from Bancos to BT. But how say, our cost of risk without the reversals is 120 basis points.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And one other question regarding Bancpost. I saw something that the Swiss franc loans are not part of the deal. Is that true? From Bancpost?
No, there is a very small portfolio of Swiss franc loans, and we assured already publicly through our also press releases that we will make the we will launch the conversion program. We are just preparing our systems and platforms and communication with the customers. We want to launch the information. We want to start sending information in early May, first half of May, and we want to start the program beginning of June. But this time, the portfolio of Swiss franc loans in Bancos is like seven times smaller than Volksbank. So it is a, let's say, less significant transaction. We know that also as Eurobank announced, the sellers of Bancos announced, there is a perimeter which is not included in the transaction, and there is a certain amount and number of performing or not performing Swiss franc loans. This is not included in our transaction parameters.
Okay,
maybe to have more clarity, all Swiss franc exposures which are nowadays in Bancpost portfolio are part of our conversion program and are a part of the project.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question. Please introduce yourself and ask your question. The caller +361489-2200. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, it's High Time from Concord Securities. Can you hear me?
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for your presentation. Just two questions from my side. So first of all, I see loan growth is quite nice. But now that we are entering the second quarter as well, do you see any boost even from this level? So are you expecting more growth from this side? And the second question of mine would be on the Tier 2 bonds. Like, is there any particular reason why you are doing this at this time, or is just preparation for MREL only? Thanks.
And as regard to the first quarter, indeed, was slightly above our expectations, and we think that the second quarter or the quarters from now should be escalating within this level. Definitely, there will be further one-offs like portfolio sales, recoveries, or maybe some integration costs that will be assumed by BT during this year slightly. But I'll say we think that our performance in terms of profitability will be at least as budgeted for 2018.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. So it will be better, right?
Yeah. And also
okay.
in terms of the Tier 2 instrument, as you may know, we are, obviously, our capital adequacy ratio that also we presented is quite strong. It's that strong that even some of the analysts or investors have been calling it inefficient. We also think that the bank should the bank should diversify its capital base, and also we should be going to international markets to get known with different instruments. So that plus sustaining our future good yield policy for the investors I think it's a good moment to make this transaction. We are to learn about this transaction as well. It's our first of its kind. But we are not doing it necessarily because of a capital need, but it comes within the also guidance received by the single supervision mechanism of European financial authority to have such instruments in the capital base.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question. Please introduce yourself and ask your question. The caller whose number ends with 0618, please introduce yourself and ask your question.
All right, thank you. This is Tunde Ojo from Haddon Lovner. I have a couple of questions, so I'll just maybe take them one after the other. Looking at a bank post, I saw you have about over a million. It has over a million clients, and Bank of Transylvania has, you know, over 2 million clients. Do you know yet how much overlap you have between both customers?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Okay, the question is, how much overlap do you have between the clients of BankPost and Bank of Transylvania?
It's on all business lines, it's around 30%.
About 20%.
30%.
All right, thanks. The other question on BankPost as well is, given that the acquisition is less than the book value, are you going to also have, you know, this bargain purchase gain you had when you did Volksbank?
We are now in the process of performing a valuation of the businesses that we acquired, and we will be reflecting the result of the valuation in the second quarter results that will be consolidated. At this point in time, let's say we think that we're going to have a positive result. However, it's not going to be the magnitude that we had when we acquired Volksbank 3 years ago.
Okay, got it. Thanks. The other question I have is on the impairment, right? If I look at the budget you have for 2018, and you're expecting an impairment of almost 400 million lei, but looking at what we had in the first quarter, which is like a big write back, and you're expecting more sales in the second quarter, you know, is it safe to assume that, you know, you're going to significantly beat, you know, these your expectations for this year already? That's what it's looking like to me, but I just want to know, get your thoughts on that.
I mean, we don't want to be overly optimistic. As I said, the first quarter numbers were good. Also, in the economic conditions also help us with recoveries, loan performances. So that we are also, on the positive side, but before coming with a strong declaration on that, we would like to see also at least the second quarter so that we can make a revision on the numbers, hopefully upwards.
Okay, got it. And thank you very much for that. The last question for me is on the interest rate hikes that you mentioned earlier. I mean, what magnitude of additional interest rate increase are you anticipating in Romania this year?
I guess, our forecast definitely depends on market conditions and central bank's own decision, but we are estimating two hikes of 25 basis points each.
Okay.
And so far, as we see, one of the hikes could come even as early as May or June.
Okay.
For the second one, it could be autumn of this year.
Got it. Thank you very much, and congratulations on a very good result. Thanks.
Thank you very much,
Uso. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have our next question. Please introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hello?
Your line is open now. Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Hello, hi there. It's Gabriel Hull here from Fidelity. My question is just on the net interest margin. Obviously, you're not disclosing the NIM, you know, excluding the Volksbank adjustments anymore. So, you know, if we're trying to understand what the real increase in the NIM is year on year and quarter on quarter, could you give us some insight on that, please?
Let's say, looking and trying to make it as comparable as possible with last year quarter, when we were having this Volksbank impact still like clear, our estimation with regard to the NIM improvement is of at least 25 basis points compared to previous year.
Okay, and could you give us what the loan adjustment is for Q1 and sort of explain again why you're not giving that anymore? Because obviously it's helpful for understanding.
It's linked to the way in which IFRS 9 is to be implemented and the fact that besides those Volksbank-related PPA adjustments, some other categories are also now booked within the same stream, and it is difficult to have the separation. Our CFO would like to add something here.
So starting with this year, when we apply IFRS 9, there are also other categories of loan, like Mihaela mentioned, the POCI loans that have similar categories of income that go to the same area in the P&L. And the loans that we purchase from Volksbank are of the same category from IFRS 9. So it's very difficult to separate them for reporting purposes because they become as one category. So if I would separate the information for you, I would not have, it would not be comparable with last year when we had only the Volksbank loans presented as such.
Okay, fantastic. And in terms of the quarter-on-quarter evolution of the NIM?
You mean here? So you have the way in which the NIM as a total NIM had the evolution quarter on quarter. So there is a 30 basis points improvement, if I'm correct.
Yes, it's 30 basis points. Maybe the presentation was not seen because
Sorry. Yeah. So you can find the presentation for sure in the GSM section of our website. By
on the quarterly results.
Also with the quarterly results. So it was updated a little bit later than we were doing it in the past, meaning that first quarter of 2017 we had a total NIM of 3.26% and now we have it at 3.59%.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you as well.
We have our next question. Please introduce yourself and ask your question. Your line is open now.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great. Just didn't know if it's my turn, so sorry. Reino Vrain from Auron Asset Management. Just a small technical question. If I understand correctly, the tender offer for Victoria Bank's minority stake is now over. So could you just kind of elaborate how or what the results are? Thanks.
Yes, the tender offer is over. Although we don't have the, let's say, final confirmation from the Financial Services Authority locally, we know that there is 5.42% shares or, let's say, shareholders with 5.42% have applied for the offer for the public tender. And this will bring the total shareholding of our, let's say, joint shareholding with EBRD to 71.2% almost. But we will be announcing the official final result in a few days once we receive the communication from the financial authorities regard to execution and closing of the public offer.
Great, thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. As we have no further questions at this time, dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening and also for putting the questions. If there are any points that you don't consider clarified enough, please do not hesitate to contact us. Also, I would like to thank to different representatives of asset management companies, asset funds, investors who approached us before our General Shareholders Assembly with remarks or comments that we had to clarify. It helped us a lot. We appreciate and we will follow their recommendations from now on. And hope to hear you soon with further good news as regard to our financial numbers, as regard to the development of the integration project. Have a nice day or have a nice evening ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect.